you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
This is the last Drive Time Sports show before we bring you live coverage of the final 3 days of the high school basketball season. Tomorrow, Emory High School will tip things off with North Summit at 2:30 p.m. Live coverage is going to begin here at 2. And also, you'll be able to listen to the live broadcast at CastleCountryRadio.com. Really excited for tomorrow. Looking forward to it. The Emory Lady Spartans will tip things off at 9:10. That contest at night, obviously 9:10 at night. And so to gear up for it, we talked to Coach Lynn Tuttle yesterday. Today we're going to start the show by talking to Coach Todd Jeffs of the boys basketball squad. He's joining us right now. Coach, good to hear from you today. Thank you for taking out the time for us.
Yeah, it's good to be back with you, Jordan.
Coach, we'll start by talking about a victory for you guys. I mean, it was really lopsided fashion. I think a lot of people expected this. A 93-34 win over Rockwell. That game was this past Saturday at Orem High School. You guys have had a lot of success in that opening round contest, and that continued. I mean, really no problem with this team whatsoever.
No, I thought we came out and played pretty well and did some nice things against them, but they were a little bit outmanned. And just nice to get the win, but, you know, unfortunately we lost to, we had a couple injuries that we haven't had all year in that game, and so kind of crazy, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre that the two injuries, I guess two of the major injuries that we've had all year long, kind of went down in this particular contest. Bodie Jacobson with a hyperextension of the knee, and then Colton Butler with a hand injury that was later revealed to be a broken hand. I mean, what's the status of these two kids following that win?
Well, Bodie, he'll go. He's, you know, the knee's a little bit sore and it's bruised and swelled up and whatnot. But he's practiced every day, and we've kind of limited, you know, some of his full contact stuff in practice, just trying to get it healed up as well as we can before tomorrow. But he's a tough kid and he'll go, and I don't think you'll see any effects of that. I'm sure he'll feel some of the effects, but I don't think anybody watching the game will even know that he's hurt. Colton's a different story. He's, you know, like you said, the bone's broken in his hand, and he's been to a doctor and a couple of therapists, and they're trying to, you know, put something together to allow him to play. And he did practice last night. You know, we limited his full contact stuff as well, but he did practice, and he actually looked a lot better with the hand than I expected him to, and so. His minutes will, you know, we'll get him on the floor and just see how he can do. If he's effective, then obviously he'll be on the floor more. And if he's not as effective, we'll, you know, his minutes could be limited. But he's a tough kid. Both these kids are just really, really tough and mentally tough. And they want to be on the floor. And this is something they've worked for years. And you know, they're a close-knit bunch with those seniors. And so everybody wants to be a part of it.
You know, with Colton, you and I talked about this following the game to Rockwell when we didn't quite know the extent of the injury. I don't know how much that's going to affect what he really brings to the team. You don't have to rely on him a lot scoring-wise. Obviously, he's going to be uncomfortable. He can handle the basketball, and obviously it's a hand that he uses in that regard. But, Coach, you guys do get a lot of production from him and really just running the floor.
Yeah, we do. You know, when we receive pressure from teams, full court or half court type pressure, we depend on him a lot in the middle of the court to make plays, and I think that'll be limited for him. Watching him in practice last night, it was kind of funny because the thing that I thought would be most effective was his shooting, and it didn't seem to affect that nearly as much as his ball handling and even catching the ball. He really, you know, he's kind of protecting that hand, which obviously he should, but it was kind of funny because his shooting was really pretty decent. He was able to do some things that way. And, you know, one concern that you have with a kid with a hand playing him like that is, does the other team just intentionally foul him, knowing that he could struggle from the free throw line? But he shot free throws really well with the hand wrapped the way it was. And so, you know, I don't think that's going to be a factor. It's just going to be a matter of watching him and seeing how effective he is, and if he's, you know, if it's a big detriment to the way he plays and that kind of thing, then obviously his minutes will be cut back, and But at the same time, we've got a lot of confidence in Kyson Stilson, and he's really become a big part of what we're doing, and I don't have any qualms about putting him on the floor and letting him just go.
Yeah, Kyson obviously has been the first guy off the bench all year long. Does this increase the minutes for someone like Keaton McDermott?
Well, it really could. Keaton's a kind of a post-type player, and he's a really good rebounder as well, and I think that's the one thing that Colton's lack on the floor can show up in the rebounding stats, because he is a tremendous rebounder, and that's something that Keaton could get in there and do for us, you know. And, at the same time, general fans don't really appreciate everybody wants to watch offense, you know. Oh, Keaton can really score, and this kid can really score and do things. But as a coach, a lot of my substitutions and my thinking is what goes on the defensive end. And we play that zone. So, you know, Keaton's a little bit limited to where you can put him in that zone and still be effective. And some, you know, it's really hard to play him and Kobe together a lot of times, because one of them has to go out on that low wing. And, you know, you really need some speed to get from where we're expecting kids to go from the basket to the 3-point line in a hurry. And sometimes when those kids are late getting out there, that 3-point shot's open. And that's what's really hurt us all year. If we've been hurt in our defense, it's that deep three that's hurt us. And so when you play those two together and you're trying to get one of them to get out to that 3-point line, that makes it a little bit tough. So, we'll just have to manage it a little bit and see where it goes. I'm still excited about this weekend. I think we've got a great chance, and it's such a fun time of year, and our guys are excited to go down there and see what we can do.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys Basketball Team. Coach, we'll talk about this weekend. Right off of the bat, we're talking about one of the best teams in 2A in North Summit. Very athletic. They knock off Delta with ease. If you go back and you look at what they managed to accomplish throughout the season, I mean, they tie with Summit Academy at the top for the division win at 8-2. They beat Summit Academy by 7. They've put together a lot of wins. I think they've won 7 or 8 games consecutively. Their last loss was back all the way at the towards the beginning of January. I mean, this is a very capable and a very athletic basketball team.
Yeah, that's the one thing when I watched them play was that I was impressed with was their athleticism. They've got some guys on the floor that can really move, and they're a real physical team, and defensively they're real sound, and it's a tremendous challenge for us to go and score against a defense like they're putting up. And then, you know, offensively they got some weapons. The Hunsaker kid can really penetrate, and he's a big, strong body. You know, he plays a lot like Bodie, only he's a little bit bigger and a little bit thicker. And then their post kid is really crafty around the basket, and he's got some nice hands and some a real nice touch. And so those two kids, you know, we've obviously got to do something with them, but they've also got some kids on the wing that can shoot it and drive. And so, you know, we got our work cut out for us with North Summit.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult to kind of look at the rest of the bracket when you got a team like North Summit standing in front of you. Although, if you do get a win, you'd go toe-to-toe with either South Summit or Waterford. For the most part, I'm sure the opening round of the state tournament played out the way you expected it to.
Yeah, for the most part. with San Juan's injuries and the troubles that they had the last week of the season, you know, it surprised me that they didn't advance. But when you take a look at the injuries that they had, you know, leading up to that game, and then the very first play of that game, you can see how that kind of happened. And still, they were right in the game the whole way. And so that was the only little bit of a surprise that I saw. You know, I think if you watch Manti and Waterford play, the way Manti made a big comeback and actually took a 4-point lead with 2 or 3 minutes left in the game, I thought Manti would finish him off, but Waterford came back and showed, you know, some poise and did a nice job there. So there were some good games in Orem, and it's kind of a fun atmosphere and fun to go be able to watch a lot of those games and see, you know, what people are doing and who's hot at this time of year, because it always seems like some team that's a little bit of an unsung hero just gets hot at the right time and creates difficulties for people. And so, you know, like I say, it's such a fun weekend, and we're looking forward to getting down there and having fun.
You've been around the game for so long, Coach. In your time, what have you picked up most about the state tournament? What have you learned most about it in years past?
Well, you know, we've had some I wouldn't say bad luck. It's just been some unfortunate situations. And like I say, it always seems like there's a team that just gets hot at the right time and does some things. And we've had some teams that I didn't expect a lot out of that we've gotten hot and ended up in the semifinal or the final game with some teams like that. And, you know, it's just you kind of see what teams kind of relax and just kind of get in their groove and play great basketball. And then you see other teams, and I've had other teams that I've thought are really good, and we've got a good chance to get down there. And you go down and play tense and nervous, and bad results come out of it. So the biggest thing for me, and I've talked to our guys about it, is, you know, we just got to find our groove and just go play. I mean, I tell these guys all the time, you know, you've spent a lifetime, it seems like, at this game. It's been important to you. You're really good at it. Now just go play. You know, don't let your training kick in and just relax and enjoy the moment and play. And, you know, good things are going to happen, bad things are going to happen, but keep an even keel and just keep working towards your goal, and good things will happen. And so that's kind of been our focus this week. And, you know, these injuries have been a little bit of a distraction, but our practices have been really good, and our guys' attitudes have been great. So I'm just looking forward to getting down to Richfield and getting on the plant floor.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait for it. We talked to Coach Tuttle yesterday on the show, and boy, this is a really unique scenario where there's a real solid chance that we will have two teams playing for a state championship. I can't recall the last time it was this, the possibility of this happening was this great.
Well, it's, you know, that's a long, there's a lot of ball to be played between now and Saturday, and so I'm not looking forward that far ahead. I just, you know, my focus is tomorrow with North Summit, and we've got our work cut out for us there. And, you know, if you go down and stub your toe against North Summit, all that talk about Saturday kind of meaningless. So
right.
we just got to kind of take care of one game at a time, one play at a time, and see where we land.
Coach, it's always so much fun to talk Emory basketball with you. Thank you again, and we'll see you tomorrow before the game.
Sure enough. Thanks for all you do for Emory Sports and all you do for everything sports in our area, Jordan. You just do an incredible job.
I really appreciate the compliment, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan boys basketball team. Again, tomorrow, tip-off, 2:30 p.m. Emory will take on North Summit, live coverage right here on KOAL. We're going to break once again. When we return, we're going to move over, talk to Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dinos. He'll join us over the phone here in just a minute on Drive Time Sports.